Hi, I'm Ray Hageman. Game & Fish enters the next phase in its fee ground management plans. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Stay tuned. The Wyoming Game & Fish Department is moving forward with developing fee ground management action plans, a key component of the broader Wyoming Elk Fee Grounds Plan. As part of the Game & Fish's statewide chronic wasting disease management plan, the Wyoming Elk Feed Grounds Plan was established to guide the department's overall and long-term approach to elk management for the 21 feed grounds in the state. The Wyoming Game & Fish Commission approved the final draft of this strategy in March of 2024, following nearly 4 years of collaborative planning with more than 60 volunteer stakeholders. The development of individual feed ground management action plans is the next step in this process. The department will work with stakeholders and the public to address key concerns and priorities. Game & Fish Director Angie Bruce says Game & Fish remains committed to the management of our state's feed grounds in an adaptable manner that utilizes the best science available. She says supplemental winter feeding of elk has continued to grow in complexity. She says these plans will allow us to adjust to current and future conditions in feed ground management. Specific feed ground management plans will be developed for each of the 6 elk herds and their corresponding feed grounds in the Jackson and Pinedale regions. They're intended to be a playbook of strategies guiding feed ground management through biological, social, and economic factors. These plans are designed to be adaptable as on-the-ground conditions change and science emerges. Game & Fish will work closely with key stakeholders and the public in this development phase. In early 2026, draft feed ground management plans will be shared at a series of public meetings and will be presented to the Game & Fish Commission. Bruce says the goal of the FMAP process is to ensure our strategies are not only sustainable for our agency, but supported and beneficial to the public. She says this is an important issue that has an impact on our state's wildlife, business owners, and residents in our state. She says their buy-in and feedback will be essential to a successful long-term plan for feed ground management. Times and locations for the public meetings will be announced soon on the Game & Fish website. More information on elk feed grounds and the feed ground management plan can be found on the Elk Feed Grounds page on the Wyoming Game & Fish Department website. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game & Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.